Okay. Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday morning press conference. Welcome to Dr. Barn Father and the team in Auckland, and also to Dr. Darren Hunt, Deputy Public Health Director, and, as you know, Steve Brazier from the Emergency Planning Area. So just an update on figures and status. We're still in code yellow, working on scenario 5.1. We've got 4 confirmed cases in New Zealand, 12 probables, and 116 suspects. We can advise that we have, I think Auckland, we've got 7 in isolation in Auckland quarantine.
Yes, we have, and the 5 that were there from the original plane will be going home this afternoon.
Right. So we got yesterday there were 3 non-residents put into isolation at the quarantine facility, which I think is a motel, and there are 4 who went in today, 2 non-residents, I think one from Christchurch and one from Rotorua.
There's actually one non-resident.
One non-resident and two from Christchurch.
One from Rotorua.
Yes, and one from Rotorua. We can advise that we've got a probable case from Wellington that came in on NZ1 on Sunday, the 26th of April. The passenger then left Auckland and flew to Wellington. So public health officials have begun contact tracing passengers on NZ1 from Sunday, the 26th of April, who were within 2 rows either side of this passenger. And they've also started contact tracing passengers on 2 rows either side of this probable case who flew from Auckland to Wellington. Now, that contact tracing is underway. We're expecting to get a confirmation of whether they are a confirmed case this evening. But as you know, our process is if someone is declared a probable case, we start contact tracing. Officials have advised, the technical group has advised, that the best step is to contact trace people who were 2 rows either side of this Wellington passenger, and that process is underway as well. So we'll give you information this evening when we get it about the status of that passenger. So that passenger tested positive for influenza A, and so now we're testing to see whether they are positive for swine flu.
So is that 2 rows on the
both sides
from the Auckland to Wellington flight, or for also from
both
the international
flights,
one?
Both flights. So 2 sides either side on the 2 rows either side on the international flight, and 2 rows either side on the domestic flight. Okay. We can also advise that all passengers flying into New Zealand on any international flight over the next few days, we're phasing in passenger locator forms on all flights coming into New Zealand. This is to help us as a precautionary step so that we get improved contact information if we get other probable cases or confirmed cases that we need to track down. There's still about 1,000 passengers a night from North America being screened by the Public Health Services in Auckland. The New Zealand authorities have received a request from the Niuean government to start exit screening. Now, as you'll be aware, there's only one flight in and out of Niue each week. And so having, I think, had an influenza outbreak there not too long ago, the Niuean government, of course, is keen to do everything it can to manage this situation. So our authorities have agreed to exit screen the 110 or so passengers a week who fly to Niue. So what that effectively means is that our public health staff at the Auckland International Airport will be monitoring those passengers who board those flights to screen for anyone with influenza like symptoms. Supporting this effort is not only the huge number of public health doctors and nurses around the country, but just to acknowledge the many hundreds of lab staff, IT staff, caterers, administrators and call centre folk who are supporting the effort as well. Dr. Hunt, did you have any additional comments?
I think it's important today just to reiterate messages that have gone out previously with regards to both potential cases of swine flu and members of the public. At this stage, we're still very much in containment mode. The only cases of swine flu that we are seeing are cases from overseas. So we're containing that by following those up and their close contacts. At this stage, we are not seeing any community transmission of swine flu, which is quite important. If people have travelled to the areas of concern, which is predominantly Mexico and North America, and exhibit flu-like symptoms, the message is the same. Please go to your doctor, consult with your doctor, and they need to take a assessment, possibly a swab, and get in touch with the local public health unit. If you have not travelled to these areas but are sick, then please do the same things that you would normally do. Consult a health professional, look after yourself. But at this stage, we're not seeing community transmission, so if you haven't travelled, then we won't be suspecting that you have swine flu.
Dr. Hunt, maybe you could also explain what the situation is for NZ1 passengers now we've passed the 7 days of their arrival here.
Correct. So the first plane that we were aware of that had people with suspect cases and then were confirmed was NZ1 last Saturday. Though that was last Saturday, 7 days ago. So because we've finished the 7 day period, all of the people that were followed up on that flight have either finished their course of Tamiflu and isolation period and therefore will be free to go. And also anyone not exhibiting symptoms who was on that flight are also free to go about their business and will not be followed up. So we're no longer concerned about the passengers on flight NZ1 from here on in.
How many passengers was that?
387.
On the plane and, yep.
And did you manage to trace all of them?
We left with 18 who had eligible cards, and we've drawn a blank with them.
And that's why the key public health message out there is anybody who arrived, United States or Mexico, in the last 7 days with flu symptoms needs to be in touch with a health professional.
So those 18, will you ever find out whether those 18 have been contacted or have gone to a health professional?
Well, hopefully they'll have contacted a health professional if they're feeling unwell.
Can I just clarify, did you say they had eligible?
Well, not sufficient details to enable them to be traced. Yeah.
And are you thinking of actually releasing their names or anything like that so that they could, because say for example there's a broadcast over the radio, if your name is Joe Bloggs, can you please contact us? You might be involved in this one, but was that reaching?
Well, the message would to them would be the same for any members of the public who have been travelling to Mexico and North America. Is that if you have travelled to these places and you are exhibiting flu-like symptoms, please see your doctor. And so the message for them is the same as for anyone else who've been travelling.
It's not just an NZ1 message, it's an everybody travelling message.
And when you say that you're altering or you're providing more detailed forms about people coming in, can you just explain what
they are more detailed, they require more contact information and contact phone numbers. They also ask for where the people are sitting in the plane, their seat numbers. It means that we have to trace people who have immediately got the information we need, and we can do it almost instantly.
So will that be for people coming from North America or everybody?
Everybody from everywhere.
We're phasing that in over the next couple of days.
And how long will that... Is that going to be due process from now on, or is forever?
No, it's until further notice.
Okay. Mm. Yesterday you had 400 people in isolation and been treated on Tamiflu. What is the figure today?
As of today, it will have dropped considerably because the passengers off the original flight, as Darren said, have had their course of Tamiflu and that's finished. And by left, I think, is it 71? Is that the latest figure of this morning?
I think that information is being assembled as we speak, and it'll be in the update.
We can give it to you.
These figures for people who are suspect cases and also people in isolation and quarantine will fluctuate quite a bit. Yes. From day to day, and really we'll be providing updates every day on those figures, but during the day obviously they will change.
And we're taking a totally precautionary approach as we have from the start, so that we'll really be taking a belt and braces approach to this whole thing.
Yesterday you were also waiting for 7 results from Melbourne to confirm whether or not they had swine flu. Have you got those test results yet?
We've had nothing in from Melbourne.
At the moment, it's still four confirmed cases. Yep. Yeah.
And it's a longer process now, of course, because they're culturing it up through a different process to get that. And we may or may not get information from those.
But just to reinforce it, we are treating it as though it was, as it was swine flu. Mm.
So just to clarify, for the person that came in on the NZ1 on the Sunday, did they sort of come forward that they had flu-like symptoms? Is that how they were detected?
Yes.
So they've sort of been, since they've come back to Wellington,
They've presented and contacted the authority about their flu-like symptoms.
It was late yesterday afternoon.
Yep. Yes. And a swab has confirmed that they've got influenza A. And that is the trigger point for authorities beginning the contact tracing. The expert advice is that the contact tracing should be passengers in rows, two sides, either side of the of where the passenger was sitting, or along with the people in the row that the passenger was sitting in. And we're doing that both on the domestic and the international flight.
Do we know what the domestic flight was? It was on Sunday, was it?
Yes.
It was flight 405 last Sunday.
So was it NZ? Yes. NZ 405. And do you know what time it arrived?
It left Auckland at 7 a.m.
So it would have arrived at 8. And those passengers on either side, in two rows either side of the probable case, are in the process of being contacted.
I'm just wondering if it was 7 p.m., but you'll have to check what time 4:05 left.
And so then they arrived in NZ1, so would have that been the 5 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe the 7 a.m. flight, yeah.
Had health officials been in contact with this person before they made contact themselves?
No. They self-presented.
Because that person would have picked up the public health messages that have been coming out for the last 5 or 6 days, that if you do develop flu-like symptoms, be in touch. And that's why we're continuing that strong public message. People should be under no illusions that if they have been to Mexico, United States, flu-like symptoms, there's an immediate response required of them, and that is to be in touch with their health professional and have it dealt with that way.
Are you finding you are having an influx of the worried well, even though with all the public health messages saying that, you know, it's winter and this could just be influenza if you're on those flights?
Because we're coming into the flu season, we're certainly seeing people present with flu-like symptoms. The other thing that people should remember is that that there will be other types of influenza circulating, and in fact no swine flu is circulating within the community at present that we've seen. What we are seeing in fact is some people actually presenting with positive influenza of other kinds. So we have had laboratories confirm that there is other types of influenza circulating in the community at the moment. So there will be members of the public who have not travelled who do have influenza, but it's not swine flu. So we have had laboratory confirmation that that's the case.
Mm. It'll be winter seasonal flu.
What about Tamiflu? Have pharmacies had a lot of people coming in trying to get their hands on it?
There have been mixed reports on the pharmacy situation. There were some reports of heavy demand, and then there's some reports today of it was a fizzer. So I can't give you a national view on that. I don't think we've received any comprehensive information on that for you. But what we can tell you is that we've had confirmation this morning that we have secured the additional seasonal winter flu vaccinations that we talked to you about yesterday.
And when was the new, you were ordering 125,000 of the
Relenza,
that's right. When does that arrive, do you know?
They're in stock, I think it's in Australia. But we have ample stocks here anyway, so that's a backup, and that'll come in due course.
Mm. Are ESR testing the swabs?
Yes.
So they're not necessarily being sent to Melbourne anymore?
I think they're being sent to Melbourne for a confirmation at this stage.
So a preliminary test here, and then...
That's correct. Yep.
And ESR is working to get their processes up and running so that we'll be able to confirm swine flu here. But they're doing that in consultation with the Melbourne laboratory for the WHO.
So we won't have to send them over to Melbourne then?
Well, that may be the case, but we're looking into that at the moment. Yep. They're certainly working hard on that process.
It's helping speed up the timelines.
So at the moment we confirm influenza A, and then we...
At the moment our authorities, our laboratories in New Zealand confirm influenza A, and then ESR is able to provide a preliminary confirmation on swine flu, and then that is confirmed by the laboratory in Melbourne. That's the World Health Organization.
So when this laboratory. Wellington passenger is tested and confirmed this evening, will that be by ESR or Melbourne?
We'll get indicative advice from ESR, and then that would be backed up later on by Melbourne.
Do we know, by the way, that passenger, was he or she? Do we know?
It's a lady.
The lady. Was she, did she visit Mexico or was it from America? Do we know?
I don't know whether she visited Mexico. She fitted the case definition, though, which is Mexico or North America.
And NZ1 is from LA, is it?
Mm.
So I understand what you're saying then, that there's been no community transmission of swine flu. Mm. So what should we be telling people? I mean, because obviously there are some people going, oh my God, should I go and buy some Tamiflu, get a prescription for it just in case I'm exposed? I mean, it's, for example, you don't know whether you might have been sitting beside someone who has come back from America on a domestic flight and you are exposed without any knowledge.
We're certainly not advocating pre-exposure use of Tamiflu. So in other words, we don't want people to go out and buy Tamiflu and start taking it if they haven't been exposed to swine flu. The people that have been exposed to probable or confirmed cases will be getting Tamiflu through the public health authorities. Of course, if people choose to go and have Tamiflu because they're sick with seasonal influenza, that's something that they need to think about and talk to the pharmacist and, if necessary, talk to their doctor about.
So kind of in a way, then, people don't need to worry about buying it, and that if they are exposed, you guys will provide it to them if they're needing
it. We have enough Tamiflu to cover about a third of the population, and that will be given out if needed for those people who have been exposed.
There's various strategies in the stage. It's the containment strategy we're using.
Can I just ask also, you're saying there's no community transmission, but obviously there's been community transmission overseas. Why is that?
There has been no documented community transmission outside of the American region at this stage.
Yeah, that's right. They've obviously had community transmission. So is it sort of a numbers game? Or we don't know?
It's the nature of the transmission. It's within the community rather than within close contacts. Mm. That's the trigger.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for coming in. At this stage, my thinking is we probably won't have a press briefing tomorrow, but we will put out the updated numbers, and if there's anything that we think we need to have a briefing on, we'll put out an advisory. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, okay. So we'll get an advisory if this Wellington case, the outcome.
When we get that information, like all the time, when we get information, we get it out, and we'll do that again with this data, because as you know, it will be of interest. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Auckland.
Thank you.
Yeah.